This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. Ramya Muthan, Kelly McDonald, hosts of Kelly and Company, welcoming you back to the program wherever you are around the world listening in. Thanks for being with us. The Toronto Blue Jays season may be done, but the MLB playoffs are well underway, folks. Who's going to be crowned World Series champion? Can the Jays next year make the big leap? Joining us to chat more a little bit about this stuff today, because there's so much on the baseball docket to get into, is Freddie Coleman, host of the Freddie and Fitzsimmons show on ESPN Radio. Freddie, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. How about you guys?
We are excellent. Show's been flowing along great. And, of course, watching baseball has been absolutely fantastic. Before we dive into the playoffs, let's get into the AL East for a moment. The Blue Jays narrowly missing the postseason. Were you guys out there in the States talking about this? Were you surprised about how good they were this season?
I think it's gotten to the point that we knew that the Toronto Blue Jays were going to be improved, but when you had the best division in baseball, the AL East, where you have the Toronto Blue Jays and you had the Tampa Bay Rays win 100 games, the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees, it was just terrific baseball involving all four of those teams all season long. And when you have a season like the Toronto Blue Jays had, it sets the stage, I believe, for a team that's going to be a force to be reckoned with in the AL East the next couple of years. When you have a George Springer, what he was able to do, but their farm system is really, really good. They got some young guys that are going to be ready to be primetime players in another couple of years. So even though they lost out on the last day of the season, I think this only is going to portend a terrific future in the next couple of years for the Toronto Blue Jays in the best division in baseball.
Yeah, excellent. Freddie, we hear very little about the California Angels. It's always said Mike Trout doesn't get enough because they're way out there. Their games are on later at night. Over here in Canada, we start saying the same about the Blue Jays. Do the Americans, are they even remotely aware we're the only Canadian team? Are they aware what the Jays are doing this year and what Vladdy and everybody's doing and happening over here? Was there more talk than ever before about the Jays stateside?
There was a little talk, but I think that the topic of conversation this year turned out to be Shohei Ohtani, what he did for Los Angeles Angels, acting like Babe Ruth, and he did a great impersonation of Babe Ruth all year long. So that conversation was about him. Early on, the San Diego Padres were getting a lot of conversation, but then the San Francisco Giants had that season. Can't forget about the Los Angeles Dodgers, what they were able to do. Even for a little bit, the Tampa Bay Rays were getting attention for being a team that can't get anybody to go see their games in Tampa, but they were the best team in the American League until the playoffs happened. So the Toronto Blue Jays got a little bit of attention, but more than ever before, if you have star power and people want to see that star power, that's going to drive things. And even though the Angels did not even come close to the playoffs, Shohei Ohtani was must-see baseball. And I think you're going to start to see it from the Toronto Blue Jays that they're going to be in the mix of things with Tampa Bay, with Boston and New York, and they won't get the attention that the Red Sox and the Yankees are going to get, but they're going to be able to carve their own niche because they have a couple of players that the younger people can gravitate towards and say, hey, I can't wait to see that person play night in and night out.
Freddie, can we talk about the ceiling for Toronto? Do you think they can make a run next year?
I think they can completely make a run because they have quality pitching, and I'm a big believer that you learn something from experience, and this is a relatively young team with the Toronto Blue Jays. The fact that George Springer, who had a great run with the Houston Astros, took a chance on them when he could have gotten more money elsewhere, but he looked at organization, he looked at the city, he looked at the fan base and said, yeah, that's where I want to be. That said a lot for the Toronto Blue Jays, and a guy like him can be a Pied Piper, where people will say, man, George Springer went up to Toronto, maybe I'll think about joining him, or people may be inclined to stay with the organization and not look for greener pastures elsewhere. So I think they've been able to create a base in Toronto where you can look at them and say, they may not have gotten to the playoffs in 2021, but you better keep an eye on them because we know that Tampa Bay is going to lose players. They get players, they develop them, then it goes somewhere else. We don't know what kind of soap opera is going to happen with the New York Yankees, what they're going to do with their manager. And the Boston Red Sox were a surprise because nobody saw that team having the kind of season that they've had so far, not just in the regular season, but now playing in the American League Championship Series against the Houston Astros. So when you're in that division, you're not just competing against Major League Baseball and the other teams in the American League. You're competing against your own division. And if you can survive that, more than likely you could be in for a decent run when the playoffs happen, no matter who gets there, what place they're going to be in the American League.
Absolutely. Let's dive into the playoffs. First off, do you like reverting back to the 10-team postseason?
You know, I'm just glad that people are talking about Major League Baseball in the playoffs, and the playoffs are giving people plenty to talk about. Where you had the whole Houston Astros, Chicago White Sox situation. You had the Yankees losing the wild card to the Boston Red Sox. Then what the Red Sox did, winning the last two games with walk-off hits to go into the American League Championship Series. We got a game five tonight between the Giants and the Los Angeles Dodgers, two teams that believe in clean old-fashioned hate meeting together for a winner-take-all situation to get to the NLCS against the Atlanta Braves. I think Major League Baseball has done a really good job creating another wild card team, having that game and those games, and having that kind of excitement. And how cool was it the last day of the regular season where potentially you could have had Toronto in and Boston out, or New York in and Boston, Toronto out. You had the San Francisco Giants and the Dodgers that could have been playing for a one-game playoff to win the National League West. There were so many really cool things on Major League Baseball this year, and they've done the right things. Now they got to get off their assets and promote their sport. Because we see that with the NBA. We see that with the NFL. Look what the NHL's been able to do the first couple of nights, where so many people are excited that the NHL's back on ESPN and ESPN Plus, and so many young people are paying attention. Now Major League Baseball has to awaken their minds and join everybody in the 21st century and promote the good things about their sport and not wait for the fans to come to them. Bring your sport and everything that is really cool about it to the fans, no matter how young or old they are, that want to be excited about baseball.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So which team in the AL are you intrigued most by in the playoffs?
Boy, that's a good question. For me, it's still the Houston Astros because they have had that chip on their shoulder. And whether you say it's rightfully so or wrongfully so, many people are not going to let them or let it be out of their minds what happened when they engaged in video gate and trash can gate and people wound up losing their jobs when they left the Houston Astros or where they were with that organization. And I remember before the season got started, I said, man, keep an eye on that baseball team because I don't think anybody has more motivation than the Houston Astros. And they've gone out there and played to that motivation. The Chicago White Sox tried to get on their nerves, and they beat the blood out of them in game four to send them on their way into the offseason, what they're able to do. I still think that's the most intriguing team because of what's happened in the past. And can you imagine what that narrative is going to sound like if they're able to win a championship and they can look at everybody and say, you can't attach any kind of cheating scandal to us. We did it the right way. We didn't do it the right way before, but we did it now. And that may rest that argument and send that argument away, at least for a little bit, if the Astros find a way to win another world championship.
Yeah, so true, because it's been a rough time. And, I mean, not that Boston is popular, but at least they're not unpopular for the same kind of reasons. Do you want to talk about the NL? Who are you looking for over there?
I think the winner of tonight's game between the Giants and Dodgers not only will of course move on to the NLCS, but I think they're going to take care of the Atlanta Braves. The Braves are a good baseball team, but the Giants and the Dodgers, they're just on a different level, especially in the National League. Although I think the one team that could slow them down in the World Series would be the Houston Astros. But I think both of those teams are so terrific top to bottom. They hit well, they pitch well, they defend well, they play every out as if somebody's trying to say that Major League Baseball is not going to exist anymore. I think whoever wins Game 5 tonight is going to be the team that's going to win the World Championship. I think top to bottom, I believe top to bottom, those are the two best teams in baseball. And I know it seems unfair they're meeting this early, but that's just the luck of the draw that happened when you have an extra wild card and those two teams are meeting from that standpoint. Maybe Major League Baseball change that in the future. But tonight's game is going to be a lot of fun. The house is going to be hot in San Francisco. Both of these rivals meeting each other. You could not have picked a better game five to happen before the NL Championship Series and the AL Championship Series get started over the weekend.
Yeah, I know people get upset, Freddie, when you see sometimes the best series, the best teams getting knocked out or a best team early, but I'll take a good series at any point during any playoffs.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And my answer to that when people talk about that. Say, okay, it'll tell your team to win more games or tell your team not to lose, because it could have been very easy for people to say, well, it's unfair to the Dodgers. You know how you solve that problem? You're a Dodgers fan. Had your team win 108 games and had the San Francisco Giants win 107, and you're not having that conversation about your team playing in a wild card. That's basically what it comes down to. If you don't win, you can't complain if you don't win. And if you don't win enough, then you got to take the cards that are handed to you. The Dodgers never complained about that. They say, hey, you know what? If that means we're in the playoffs, we believe we're the best team, we'll take our chances. They won the wild card, and now they got a game five. There's not one player in that Dodgers team that is saying it's unfair we're playing the Giants this early. They're like, look, we'll play anybody because we believe we can beat anybody in Major League Baseball.
Absolutely fantastic, sir. Always wonderful talking sports with you on the program and getting your analysis. Tell us where and when, especially with the playoffs on, in our evenings, we can catch the Freddie and Fitzsimmons show.
Well, once we got baseball going on right now, you can catch us after the game. So anywhere about 11, 11:30 till 2 o'clock in the morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and Sirius XM Channel 80. You can always hit us up anytime you want on Twitter at Coleman ESPN.
Thanks, Freddie. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Enjoy the weekend. Talk to you soon.
You betcha. Thank you. That was Freddie Coleman, host of the Freddie and Fitzsimmons show on ESPN. As mentioned, evenings on the air. You can find the guys, and it's hard navigating it now because baseball, then the guys come on and have analysis. Really appreciate him giving us some feelings about the Jays, especially when we get anyone on Rum from the United States. It's always that wonder how much they see what interest, because there's so much else that that they're covering over there, but I just love the bites of information and perspective that he's able to give us.
Yeah, absolutely. All of these guys, especially lately, we've been talking a lot about the changes, right? The things that have happened before and during the pandemic and now after. And I'm curious always about what happens with what used to be. You know, do we go back to those things? Do we miss it? Or are people saying, yeah, okay, we can get with this new program of sports? So that's always a curiosity spiking question for me.
Yeah, it's really funny because everything has a different look or feel. So it's kind of interesting to find, you know, figure out how long will it be like that? Will it never be the same again? Because lots of us like to say that as much as we wish for things to be the same and moving on with life. But lots to take away from that. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Today's guest for the weekly roundtable is producer Paul Daniel, as he joins us to chat next.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.